Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio, and with us in the studios, we have singer-songwriter Dan Razza, who was at the Madison Mercantile last evening, and we're chatting a little bit there. I thought it'd be fun to get Dan on the radio and talk a little bit, because he's going to be over in the Ortonville area tonight. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit, but Dan, welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you for having me, Maynard. Good to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Obviously, you know, with your accent, people know that you're not Norwegian.
Yeah, right. I'm English. Born just outside London, and I've lived in central London for the last 20 years or so, and just been on tour here in the US since early June. Here we are in early August, and I go home in a couple of weeks, so just coming to the end of this little run of gigs I've had.
Well, how do you happen to come across Madison here? Tell us a story.
That's a real good story. Well, as I guess a lot of stories maybe in Minnesota begin, it's with Charlie Roth, great singer-songwriter.
I think everybody knows Charlie Roth.
Right, it seems like everybody does. So Charlie Roth, I've known for several years. We met at a festival in England a long time ago, maybe 10 or 12 years ago. Became friends, kept in contact as you do via Facebook. We were both booked to play the same festival in South Dakota this summer. So I reached out to him just to say, hey, Charlie, long time, you know, going to be great to see you. And he suggested doing some shows together. Here we are. Now I'm in his hometown, right, of Madison, Minnesota. Like you say, yesterday I played the Mercantile here in Madison, which was wonderful.
And you've been hanging out with Charlie's brother, David, at his house, I guess.
It's been great.
Yeah, we had David on stage providing a little rhythm there last night. That was cool.
He's a cool guy. Great singer, great player. So, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about what your music is all about, what style of music you play.
Yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter. I play guitar and sing. I'm kind of influenced
by... And a very good guitar player.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm influenced by all that old stuff, you know, Van Morrison, Bob Dylan, Neil Young, all that kind of stuff, as well as stuff from both sides of the Atlantic, British, Irish, and American, Canadian stuff. All the good stuff, really, I say. Yeah.
I know one of the songs, you wrote a lot of songs from real-life experiences.
Yes.
I know you were...
Places I've
one
been
that we were
stuff.
Playing last night I thought was interesting was you're talking about being down by the border watching all the people trying to get across and what was song called Stone's Throw Away.
Only a Stone's Throw Away. Thank you. It's on my new album.
Great song. Thank you
so much. Yeah, that's going to be on an album coming out later this year. And I wrote that back in 2018 when I was in Tijuana and just, like you said, just experiences. Just I've been lucky to go to different places over the years and
another song about your grandfather, remember?
Another one about my grandfather, it was from India.
I was paying attention last night.
You were paying attention. I should have quizzed you, but that's awesome. Yeah, it's the one about my grandfather. Yeah, just different things, you know, that's kind of, you just write about what you know, right? So that's what I've done.
All right. You had a very interesting guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, your travel guitar. I hadn't quite seen one like that. It comes apart and fits in a little bag that you're carrying right here at the radio station.
Exactly. So you wouldn't know it was a guitar, which is partly the allure of it. It fits in a little backpack. It's made by a company called Furch, F-U-R-C-H, out of Czech Republic. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, sounds great, too.
Yeah, thank you. Everybody seems to love it. I'm hoping they're going to endorse me at some point.
That'd be good. Get a little extra income there.
Yeah, I would like that.
How much longer are you going to be in the United States?
I think I'm here for... I go back on the 13th, I think. I fly out of Chicago. I'm in Minnesota, I think, for another week. Charlie and I are resuming gigs again today, and we're going to go on a little pilgrimage up to Hibbing, South Dakota, Minnesota, see where Bob Dylan was born next week.
Yeah, I had a roommate from Hibbing, Minnesota when I was going to college, so I always heard about Bob Dylan. He's kind of a guy, I guess they didn't really like him.
That's why I keep hearing.
In his hometown, because they just how that goes, and that happens a lot with celebrities, you know, Sinclair Lewis, even Robert Bly here in town to some extent, who's a great poet. There's always been a little controversy in their lives, but...
Maybe a little too close to home, kind of, some of the stuff that
once they take off and blossom, it's a whole other story.
Yeah. I was a Dylan fan since, I was about 12 or 13, so the idea of being able to actually go to the North Country where he was born, that's going to be wild. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about your performance tonight. You're going to be over at Listening Stones Farm near Ortonville.
Exactly.
I'm not sure exactly where that is over there, but I'm sure you can Google it. And I guess I, I could click on their link here and see if I can bring it up too, which is not working. But
it's meant to be a great place, yeah. And I think you mentioned he's a photographer, the guy who
Matt Borchert, yeah, was there last night from Marietta.
Oh, was it Matt's concert?
Yeah, he was taking pictures last night.
Yeah, sorry, but I mean, sorry, yeah. the promoter of the concert, yeah. Listening Stones, I believe he's a photographer also.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we certainly appreciate you taking a little time to stop by and chat with us today. It was great fun to meet you last night and talk to you today. And next time you're in the neighborhood, be sure to stop in and we'll check on your story and see what's been developing.
I'd love to come back. Thanks for having me, Maynard. Great to be here.
Singer-songwriter Dan Razza. Again, catch him over at the Ortonville area tonight. And if you need more information on that, sure, you can just Google Listening Stones Farm, and that's where he'll be 6 o'clock this evening. So, Dan, thanks again. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, Maynard.